Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you today, and I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend Nay. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Very cool.
Love you.
I love you, too. We're going to be discussing Lesson 45 today on this, the 45th day of this year, 2021. If you'd like to join us regularly, you can find us at blogtalkradio.com/coursemastery. You can also just do a search for the best hour, and you can also take a look at our website for our spiritual community, True Thought. We are at truethought.org. That's True Thought Spiritual Community at truethought.org. Before we begin today's lesson, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. God is the mind with which I think. Today's idea holds the key to what your real thoughts are. They're nothing that you think you think, just as nothing that you think you see is related to vision in any way. There is no relationship between what is real and what you think is real. Nothing that you think are your real thoughts resembles your real thoughts in any respect. Nothing that you think you see bears any resemblance to what vision will show you.
You think with the mind of God, therefore you share your thoughts with God as God shares his thoughts with you. They are the same thoughts because they are thought by the same mind. To share is to make alike or to make one. Nor do the thoughts you think with the mind of God leave your mind because thoughts do not leave their source. Therefore your thoughts are in the mind of God as you are. They are in your mind as well, where God is. As you are part of God's mind, so are your thoughts part of God's thoughts.
Where then are your real thoughts? Today we'll attempt to reach them. We'll have to look for them in your mind because that's where they are. They must still be there because they cannot have left. What is thought by the mind of God is eternal, being part of creation.
Our 3 5-minute practice periods for today will take the same general form that we used in applying yesterday's idea. We will attempt to leave the unreal and seek for the real. We will deny the world in favor of truth. We will not let the thoughts of the world hold us back, and we will not let the beliefs of the world tell us that what God would have us do is impossible.
Instead, we will try to recognize that only what God would have us do is possible. We will also try to understand that only what God would have us do is what we want to do. And we will also try to remember that we cannot fail in doing what He would have us do. There is every reason to feel confident that you will succeed today. It is the will of God.
Begin the exercises for today by repeating the idea to yourself, closing your eyes as you do so. Spend a fairly short period in thinking a few relevant thoughts of your own, keeping the idea in mind as you do so. After you have added some 4 or 5 thoughts of your own, repeat the idea again and tell yourself gently, "My real thoughts are in my mind. I would like to find them."
Then try to go past all the unreal thoughts that cover the truth in your mind and reach to the eternal.
Under all the senseless thoughts and mad ideas with which you have cluttered up your mind are the thoughts which you thought with God in the beginning. They are there in your mind now, completely unchanged. They will always be in your mind exactly as they always were.
Everything that you have thought since then will change. But the foundation on which they rest is wholly changeless. It is this foundation toward which the exercises for today are directed. Here is your mind joined with the mind of God. Here are your thoughts one with His.
For this kind of practice, only one thing is necessary. Approach it as you would an altar dedicated in heaven itself to God the Father and God the Son. For such is the place you are trying to reach. you will probably be unable as yet to realize how high you are trying to go. Yet even with the little understanding you have already gained, you should be able to remind yourself that this is no idle game, but an exercise in holiness and an attempt to reach the kingdom of heaven.
In using the shorter form for applying today's idea, try to remember how important it is to you to understand the holiness of the mind that thinks with God. Take a minute or two as you repeat the idea throughout the day to appreciate your mind's holiness. Stand aside, however, briefly from all thoughts that are unworthy of Him whose host you are, and thank Him for the thoughts He is thinking with you. God is the mind with which I think, and so it is. Let's join together for another brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath again here now. We have such an, I'll speak for myself. I have such in the past before I found this pathway, this truth teaching from our brother Jesus, the imagery of God for me and my upbringing and conditioning in this incarnation was that God was really unapproachable from the perspective that He was just so big and so, trying to think of the right words to say here, but just such an energy of force that to imagine that I would hear a thought of God, if I were to be so fortunate, is that the thought would be overwhelming, almost to knock you, you know, physically to knock me down on the ground, just to be completely overwhelmed by the power and the energy of that voice, if God were to speak to me. And of course, some of that is from the stories of, you know, the Christian Bible of, you know, the Ten Commandments and the tablets and, you know, all the stuff where God would speak to people and then they would feel overwhelmed and fall to their knees and, you know, those kinds of things. But I will tell you what we're learning is that kind of a new way to see, well, I'll speak for myself again, a new way to see God, that God isn't the God that I imagined God to be, which is all made up, really, that God is not made up in my own image. So that takes away a lot of the imagery of fear and jealousy and vengeance and, you know, loving one minute and hateful the next. And
wrath.
The wrath of God, those kinds of things. Those things have gone now in my, you know, in my imagination, what my ego can imagine, you know, God to be. We've discovered, you know, God is love. And we've shared this, you know, with you guys before, but it was almost 7 years ago now, I had a spiritual revelation. And in that revelation, I had communication and the voice was my voice. You know, it was like it was speaking to me in the tone of my own voice, if you will, that voice in my head when I'm thinking to myself, etc., etc. The other thing that was really kind of shocking to me was that it didn't come to me as the quote-unquote voice of God. It came to me as, initially, as my guide, or if you will, I was having a relationship with Jesus. I'm still having a relationship with Jesus because this is His teaching, and that's what I was studying at the time, very intently. And so I would continuously be having dialogue with Jesus as I was discussing the textbook or thinking through the textbook and the workbook in my own mind. But in this instance that I'm referring to, the voice that began to communicate to me was so subtle. It was so perfectly quiet. It wasn't boisterous. It wasn't, you know, like this big booming voice or anything like that. It was just sounded like my thoughts, sounded like my voice. But what I remembered at once, or what I realized at once, I should say, is that I recognized that I wasn't thinking those thoughts. In other words, it was a thought that I could recognize and say, that's not my thought. I'm having a conversation. So my thoughts are in response to the thoughts that I was receiving, the communication that I was receiving. The reason I'm sharing this is because that mind, and we've talked recently in discussion of these lessons about, you know, the intermediary, because God chooses not to dream, and that a part of our mind, like the sleeping self, is available to us. It doesn't know we're kind of peering in when we're dreaming at night. We're there along for the ride, but it doesn't recognize that we're safe at home in bed and we wake up and return to our normal life. It's not conscious of that normal life, that small aspect of ourself that I call the sleeping self. We call the sleeping self. The point is, this self, this ego mind, is very much like that symbolically. It's not conscious of what that bigger part of us, and in the Course in Miracles, is referred to as the Holy Spirit, as the intermediary. The Holy Spirit is also declared to be nothing more than your right mind. Now, that is the mind that I read in this lesson. When he's sharing with us that your thoughts and God thoughts are one, you think with the quote, the capital M, mind of God, therefore you share your thoughts with him. When I read that, I'm imagining that mind that approached me and is still available to me now. That's the mind that is always connected with God and sharing the thoughts of God. And that mind was sharing those thoughts with me during that experience. And as we've said recently, and the reason for my long discussion to get to this point is that that voice also said, at some point, you have to realize I am you. And that's the mind that I see here in this workbook lesson when I read this. Because there is a merge, a meld, and a union, joining and union in relationship with that self, that mind. And we begin to realize that is who we are in truth. Because those then, if that mind is me, if that voice was me, and I can ultimately begin to surrender the body-mind thoughts, the ego-mind thoughts, then I know my thoughts are in the mind of God, because those thoughts that I was receiving in that event were profoundly certain, profoundly holy, profoundly beautiful. And so I believe just going to this practice in reverence, how would we go in reverence to God, if you will? When I think about going to church, you know, it's really about being humble and listening and being quiet and listening and listening for guidance. And so that's how I approach this lesson. God is the capital M mind with which I think, and that mind is always me. It's always available. It's always there, but it's so subtle and waiting for my awareness and attention and appreciation that I'm the one that has to get my small-minded thoughts out of the way and create a space for that connection to reveal itself.
Thank you for sharing such a personal experience. It's so helpful to hear your journey with this lesson and really A Course in Miracles. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm reminded that the shtick of the ego, the game of the ego, is seek but do not find. Mm-hmm. and that the intellect has become a servant to that, and that as such, you know, what I'm really getting, especially in the second paragraph here, is that you think you can figure it out. You think you can put the pieces together. And gee, haven't you been trying your whole life to do so? Those of us who would consider ourselves seekers, you know, we've done course after course after course and you know, certification and you know, here's the answer. It's out here. And all of these things can be a pathway. I'm not saying that they may not be. And yet, though, the mind of the seeker is such that you stay a seeker and you seek and you do not find. And it becomes the mind and a thought system, often innocently, you know, that is actually playing the ego's game or playing into the ego's hand of seek but do not find. How many among us have felt so disappointed after, you know, completing a course or something that you thought would give you the answer, only to find that there were still that you were still left wanting. And so, so this lesson is really saying you know it's not for you as what you think to figure this out. Mm-hmm. And that this lesson is about bypassing all of that and allowing the intellect to be surrendered to the higher self, to the Holy Spirit. Offer it there and give it a rest. And what would it feel like then to be found? To give up seeking altogether? And what this lesson is telling us is that that is assured, that that is within you, and that it is available, that it is your aboriginal thought, your native thought, your natural thought, your first thought is truly the thought of God and the thoughts of God. And that that is what we, I love how you said to approach this humbly, reverently, devotionally, sacredly. That you are, that we are, as we practice this, entering the tabernacle of the Most High, which is right within each of us. The thoughts of God are our salvation, are our freedom, is heaven, is our divine nature. And it is natural. We've just forgotten. And so we remember today. We enter the Holy of Holies, which is right within us. And we practice, God is the mind with which I think. My real thoughts are in my mind, and I would like to find them now. It is my desire to find them now. We're so powerful when we place our goal, when we speak our goal, we are guided. It is my desire. I would like to find them now. My thoughts, my real thoughts are in my mind. They're not lost. It is a perfect system set up for our success, set up for us to be found. Let us be found now. Let us be the kingdom of heaven today and appreciate and honor the holiness of our real thoughts and our true mind. God is the mind with which I think. My real thoughts are in my mind. I would like to find them now.
Very worthwhile goal. A very worthwhile goal, no doubt.
And attainable.
Very, very.
If you believe it.
Closer than your breath. Journey without distance.
Yeah, to a destination that's never changed.
To a goal that's never changed.
Yeah, to a goal that's never changed.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Returning to sanity. And so it is.
And so it is.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, wherever you may be, whenever you might hear this lesson. God bless you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens, and it returns.